Herzlich willkommen zum Podcast Style Up Your Life, dem Podcast für dein stylischeres Leben. Und heute habe ich ebenfalls nochmal einen stylischen Kerl dabei, den ich im Interview in Bukarest vor das Mikrofon bekommen habe. Er wird als George Clooney der Permanent Make-up Artist Branche gefeiert, und zwar Adi Schendel. Adi Schendel ist zu Hause in Israel und hat sein Business im Permanent Make-up Bereich global ausgebaut. Und da erzählte er mir von einem enthüllenden Weiterentwicklung, die ich gerne mit euch teilen möchte. Dieses Interview ist auf Englisch und ich hoffe, du verstehst es, denn es sind so bahnbrechende Neuigkeiten zu berichten. Ich war auf jeden Fall sehr geflasht und wünsche dir jetzt damit viel Spaß. Deine Angela.
Adi Schendel ist ein wirklich sehr bekannter Permanent Make-up Artist und den habe ich mir heute mal gegriffen, um ihm ein paar Fragen zu stellen. So, we continue in English. I know, Adi, you know some German because you have some German history, but maybe you tell something, where are you from and where are you going to and what you do actually.
Okay, so I'm coming from Israel. Yeah. My roots, my parents' roots, they're from Germany, but unfortunately I speak only English. So I am located in Israel. This is our main office over there and we are doing permanent makeup for the last 25 years. We have a lot of branches over Europe, USA, Latin America, and we are happy that we are leading this market to the next level and create new techniques and new technology.
Leading the market to the next level, it's really an intro for my next question, because I know you always looking forward to develop techniques, to develop also machines or as well colors and all the utensils that you that people are working with. What is actually that what you are having in focus at the moment? Let us know a little bit insider.
So all the list together, it's not something specific. We are always developing new generation, better pigments, and we're always developing better equipment, such as machines, needles, and all this stuff around. So we are not focusing only on one thing. We do everything together. We are working 24/7.
You know Fleißig, don't you? 24/7 means Fleißig, actually, and to be always on pad. And that's what actually we are here for, to just develop our knowledge, to develop our skills and look always forward. What do you think is in the industry most important, to develop your skills or to focus on marketing to get visible?
Of course, both of the things are very important, but mainly it's to focus on skills. Mm-hmm. Because if you will do good marketing, but your work will be bad, so the whole industry will be in bad situation. So of course, we are focusing in to improve the skills of our students and safety of our clients, that this is even more important. And marketing, this is your side. We are not focusing in marketing. We're just focusing on skills and equipment.
So maybe we can work in the future together. Maybe I can learn how to do marketing some of your students, because we think it's very, very, very important, because out of my point of view, you don't lose a customer on the better work of somebody because of better marketing. You lose customers because you may be not visible. But yeah, maybe you get the chance to look at my speech when I'm referencing about it, and or we have a Zoom maybe later on, because I know you have to leave for a flight. Can you tell my customers, my audience maybe, what is most important to become a permanent makeup artist? What skills you have to have and what soft skills maybe somebody needs?
First of all, your work has to be perfect. This is the first thing of all. Second, it's better if you will be like a little bit with good vibes, good energy, so you will not look to your clients or to your student like a very boring person. Of course, you need to be looks good yourself because you are leading fashion industry. And you need to use the best equipment. You need to be updated with the latest technique in the market. And you just need to share your knowledge with other people and take back. So I will give a sample. I am 25 years, even more, in this industry. I have been speaker in so many conferences, but I never think that I am the best and I know everything. Always, 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 even from the beginners of the student, sometimes I take small tips. So it's really important to be open-minded and to learn always new things. Don't be just like focus on one thing and that's it. Listen to other people, what they have to say, and try new things. This is the only way for you to become leader in this market.
That's a very interesting thing, because that's what I always have in my trainings too as a soft skill. You actually need to have a big opportunity or a big willing to always grow. Even if you be thinking, as you said, that you are the biggest in one room, then you basically in the wrong room. You have to go farther and learn more. And if you learn from your students little things, pick them up and don't be too envy, actually, to take things on. I think that's a very big skill. And a lot of people I know, I don't know how about you, but I know they think they know everything, and then they're actually standing still. And if they're standing still, because they think they know everything, then they'll be overtaken, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so. This is why I said you should not be this kind of people. Even if you are thinking, like you said, that you are the biggest in the room, so maybe you are in the wrong room. Always, always, everybody have to learn new things from other people. And it's very important to be open-minded and listen for the client needs, for the student needs, and for other people from outside, even from outside the industry. Maybe they can see some things that we cannot see them because we are too much focusing on our industry. And just try to do new things. Don't afraid, you know.
Yeah, that's what we actually always call Betriebsblind. If you are in the industry too hard, you sometimes forget to look outside, and it's so nice to get refreshing point of views. But one thing that reminds me also on something that I always focus on, that you said just now, you said we are in a fashion-leaded industry and you always have to look good as well, because actually I see so many permanent makeup artists, they don't be presentable for their work. How you think is this important again?
I think it's very important, because when the clients or potential clients or students are looking at you, you are for them the model. It's like when you will go to a football game of Bayern München, and football players will be fat guys and with lazy guys, you know. So it's the same. You cannot sell beauty if you are looking like you just now came from garage work. You need to fit like to minimum standard of aesthetic.
Yeah, that's exactly what I always brief. Actually, also the first impression is so important as well when we are artists, because we are the first proof of our works. And I see so many artists that experiment with their only face, and I find this always a shame and disgrace actually for our branch, because this is not representable work actually. And that's why I think it's so important also to look pretty, also as a respect of your customer, basically. Thank you for that impression, because often I feel that students don't have the feeling for that, and then I need to start from the scratches. You have the feeling sometimes too.
Yes, we are like mirror, you know. Yes. When someone look on us, it's like look on the mirror. So what we are, how we look like, this is what the clients will get impression from us, students, clients, and everyone.
And what do you think the permanent makeup industry will be a big game changer for the next 2 years?
I think it's already in process, but I think that the next step for the permanent makeup will be penetration of pigment into the skin without needles.
Without needles? Wow. Penetration of the skin without needles?
Big news. Without needles. Without any touch of needles into the skin. So the ink will goes into the skin without nothing will touch on top of the skin.
Wow, that's like magic. I need to stand on your side. I want to know more about that.
Yes, it's happened. It's happened. Yes. Yes, there is a few prototypes on market. It's already registered by the Ministry of Health in Europe and USA, these kind of machines. But this will be the next level, the next generation of the permanent makeup. So soon, about 2, maybe 3 years, it will not be needles anymore. And the injury for the skin will be zero.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, this is now a flashing thing. Thank you for sharing this with us. I think that's be really a revolution on the market, don't you think like that?
Yeah, of course it is. It's a big revolution.
It is. Yeah. So I need to stay on Adi's side actually, and you need to look on Adi's side. Thank you, Adi Schendel, for the interview.
It's my pleasure.
Oh, and you find this on our YouTube channel, and I sent you to the all the connections so your fans can see it as well.
Of course, I will subscribe to your channel. I already did, and I will recommend everyone to subscribe to this YouTube channel and be updated with all the new and updated things in this industry.
We definitely have to talk about that infusion for the colors and the ink into the skin.
Yeah, there is a lot of...
Okay, thank you.
Secrets in.
Okay, goodbye und danke und auf Wiedersehen. Eure Angela, euer Adi.
Goodbye, thank you.
Euer Trainer for Beauty.
Hat dir diese Folge gefallen und du möchtest vielleicht sogar mehr davon? Dann abonniere den Podcast Style Up Your Life, damit du keine Folge mehr verpasst, um dein stylisches Leben noch stylischer zu machen.